This is Wade Branske with the Chief Organizer's Report, from street demos to solidarity work. What do mass organizations and social movements do when their tactics of mass action, disruption, and street protests were impossible due to stay-at-home orders and social distancing? Do collective actions simply devolve into solitary moans on social media? No, never. Mass-based organizations assemble the base into action in another way to serve their members. Let's call it solidarity or support work. And for all the companies and governments who think that the dissipation of direct action is a silver lining in the cloud of the coronavirus, here's bad news for you. It's making us stronger. In the United Kingdom, in recent weeks, Acorn mobilized 3,500 volunteers to support individuals stuck at home and without services, to support food banks, to pick up groceries and drug prescriptions, and you name it. Add to that circulating a petition that gained thousands of signatures to stop evictions and demand rent relief for its members. Throw in a special distribution, which is getting props from media throughout the country. Coronavirus, latest information for renters by Acorn. For those concerned about their housing during the ongoing pandemic, Acorn has a section providing information. Membership is soaring. The work gets really direct for Acorn Delhi, where we and one of our affiliates, Janapal, administer more than a dozen night shelters for migrant workers who are caught by the government shutdown order and police action without work and therefore income, and of course food as well. Suddenly we're running 7 kitchens in the centers, and during the week went from serving 3,000 meals a day to 7,000 and still rising. The government is supposed to reimburse us, but the government is supposed to provide food to these workers during the shutdown. People come first, as long as we can get the food to cook. The stories abound throughout the Acorn Federation of Organizations, but it's solidarity work with a bite as collective actions continue where essential workers continue to labor. In France, our affiliate in Lyon, Unity, coordinated a strike of security workers being forced to work without personal protection equipment, and won. In Louisiana, workers in MHMR community homes run by the giant national service company ResCare were left without adequate protection or quarantine procedures once a resident contracted the virus. Workers passed petitions and joined Local 100 United Labor Unions to demand more from ResCare despite threats of retaliation. Membership is soaring. This is happening everywhere. In Hong Kong, as reported by the Washington Post, rather than continuing to plug mass demonstrations, anti-government activists have used the network they built during months of organizing to import more than 100,000 medical masks and distribute them to people in need. In Chile, they're also moving to adapt. They've been called cacerolazos, balcony-borne pot and pan-banging protesters, traditional in Latin America, loud enough to drown out music and conversation in homes. An artist collective, Immediate Depression, published an illustrated manual for protesting from home on Instagram, encouraging Chileans to deck their balconies with protest signs, share their favorite songs with their neighborhood, and engage in cyber activism. Trust me on this. In crisis, we double down. People learn what the slogan, "The people united shall never be defeated," means in daily life, not just on the streets. This is Wade Branske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.